everybody. The Aaron's High Cab Adventure Radio program coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy efficient units you can buy. So give them a call at Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. And man, we're also simulcasting right here on this station, 105.1 FM The Ranch, 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale, Facebook Live right now at aaronsgunshop.com, Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. You can give us a call into the studio at 254-697-6633. Now remember, all programs are put into podcast form, so you can go to Spotify, Apple, or Podbean at aaronsgunshop.com. Click it real fast right there. There's a link. And we've got tons and tons of downloads going on now. You can add to it. I want to thank the sponsors, all the sponsors who support the program. Couldn't do it without them. All the people out there who privately donate money to the show, I can't thank you enough. It means so much to me that you have trust in me. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow me on Facebook. Like me. The whole works. In the studio today, I have my wingman, the Colonel, Rayford Brown. Colonel, how are you doing this morning, sir?
Fantastic. I'm vertical. And I'm being seen and not viewed.
Seen and not viewed. Think about that one. To my right, my special guest host, Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group. Melinda, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. How?
Or I should say, how?
How?
You gotta explain.
Yeah,
what's
going to. Now, look, it's Saturday the 28th. Halloween is what, technically
Tuesday?
So we're celebrating. We're doing a little show here today, dressed up in costume. And Melinda here is what, Pocahontas?
Pocahontas,
okay. Here I am. I don't know. I'm a skinny Al Capone, maybe? Now, to the right of Melinda, I've got Judge Andy Isaacs. Judge, how you doing?
I am wonderful. This is a great...
Now, who are you?
I'm Paladin.
Paladin. Oh, you should see when he stands up. He's got the holster, the whole rig. Okay, now, let's see if we can do this, Shelby. I got Shelby here. She's dressed up as well, and she'll explain it to you. Go ahead. Take the mic. Turn the camera.
Well, I gotta move all the bobbleheads.
All right, there she goes. All right, now who are you supposed to be?
I'm Dale Bribble from King of the Hill.
King of the Hill.
Dale. The government, man.
I love it.
They're after us, man.
All right. All right, we got a lot going on. Now, Norm, I'm going to change the show around a little bit in the first and second segment. Instead of doing show highlights as to what's coming up, what we're going to do is do our... revival prayer, a devotional, and a special prayer for a special somebody, okay? Bill Huffman, my former executive producer on the other show, ditch doctor here on this show, he's had heart troubles all along. I've asked you to pray for him. Well, today's the day, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! It was supposed to be yesterday, but he got delayed. So right about now, I'm guessing they're rolling him out on the gurney. Is that it?
Yeah.
On the gurney to prep him and put in a new heart. Give him a...
9-hour surgery.
9 to 12, that's right. So we're going to say a prayer for him. We're going to say a revival prayer. I'll have the judge talk. I'll do devotional, and then we'll take it from there. Go ahead.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, thank you so much. Lord, we pray for Bill. We pray for the doctors to have the knowledge and understanding of what they need to do. Lord, let things go quickly. Lord, you know Bill is one of your children who all the time speaks of your goodness and greatness in his life and how he's come through things because of you. Lord, reach out and touch him, touch his family. Lord, let everybody know that you're in control and get him back to us quickly. Lord, this old country's in a mess. Every day we hear more stuff and more stuff and more stuff about what kind of mess we're in. Lord, we pray for Israel. We pray for those that are in harm's way. Lord, help us to be more Christ-like and let others see Jesus in us. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Let's continue it on with Morningstar Ranch. I want to make a comment on this,
sure,
too. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got an article. I'm going to have to dig it up here. I'm going on I'm scrambling because there's just so much to do in a short period of time to do it. The judge is going to talk his thing on Morningstar Ranch, but he's also going to do a revival prayer like he's been doing for the last 3 years. And I've got an article that may show things may be changing. And if we continue this out, we need to bug the heck out of God.
Mm-hmm.
Be the annoying widow.
That's
be
right,
the judge.
Of the judge. That's right.
Go ahead.
You know, Morningstar Ranch, it's an exciting time. We I want to thank the ladies for the Daughters of the American Revolution over in Marble Falls. They made a donation to Morningstar Ranch the other day, and it was. And I want to thank them for that. You know, we're in a time that we got to step up. Everybody has to. I don't care what you believe or where you believe it. We got to step up, or we will not have a country anymore. We got to keep, just like Matt just said, we got to keep bugging everybody. We got to keep praying. We got to say, God, please help us, help us, help us. He will not turn a deaf ear to us. He never has turned a deaf ear to us. Morningstar Ranch is having a big auction next weekend on November 4th. It is our auction that helps us keep doing what we do. And it starts at 3 o'clock. Please come out if you can. You know, every day I see, because I'm a judge, I see different stuff that normal people don't see. You know, I didn't know what kind of mess we were in until I became a judge, because it's kind of masked. It's all underneath the level. It's all underneath the water. We don't
see.
And
you only see the best people in society in your courtroom.
No, only the best. And, you know, every day I have something come up where I'm dealing with people on drugs, alcohol, abuse, on and on and on, and you don't even know that it's going on. But let me tell you this, it's getting worse. Where I started at 14 years ago.
Gosh, that long?
It's that long. I don't even want to talk.
It just seems like 30 minutes.
That's right. Underwater.
Underwater.
Underwater. But, I mean, it's just getting worse and worse. And that's just in Milam County. We're 26,000 people in Milam County. How bad is it in Houston, Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, the big New York City, Chicago? We see it all the time. We have got to get to a point where we're praying constantly and constantly praying for our country and our elected officials. Even the ones we don't like, that means Joe Biden, even those, even the
I want to clarify on that.
Yeah.
I'll pray that he sees the light. I'm not going to pray for him to continue his duty.
No,
sir. No, sir. Wait, no, that guy has perverted the Constitution. He is not one. Look, I'm sorry I jumped in. I sent out a devotional one time, not too long ago, about government, how it's the Lord wants it that way. It's a divine thing, and which is perfect. Government is perfect. It's the people who run it who pervert it.
So we would need to pray for his salvation. So that he sees the light.
True salvation,
yeah,
is the Roman Catholic, he says.
Actually,
that he is.
Yes. The people that are pulling his strings, yeah, he's just a puppet dancing on the stage.
You know, truthfully, he's probably slobbering behind the microphone.
Probably
somewhere.
So.
But we need to pray for the salvation of this country and the salvation of the people. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, take us to a new level. Lord, help us to have a breakthrough. Lord, it starts with us. It doesn't start in Washington or Austin. Or at the county level, it starts with you individually, standing in front of the mirror and praying about what God needs to do and what you see is what God needs to do. And praying earnestly, not for ourselves, but for others, to help others, to help the widow, help the orphan, to help the one in jail, to help the Lord, that they find you. Lord, because I know that you're there, you're reaching for them, and we're not praying for you. Lord, help us to wake up and pray, to do the right thing, to say the right things, to be kinder, be gentler, be more honest. But Lord, help us to be prepared, because the enemy is here to kill and destroy, and he lies to us constantly. And Lord, just help us to have ears to hear and eyes to see, to do the right thing. Lord, bless this nation again, one more time. Bless this nation again. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Shelby, how much time I got?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Let me do the devotional. I want to thank Casey and the gang at McGuire Tire. I've known Casey for 20-plus years. He's been taking care of me when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more, and he can do the same for you. He's got a couple locations. One's in Temple, 254-773-3114. In Belton, it's 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. Just fade the music if I have to. I do devotionals Monday through Friday. Been blessed to have the opportunity to do that and have it here as well. So today's devotional, I believe, is Tuesday's devotional if you're on my devotional list. Good morning. I almost don't want to understand how God works. It seems the more people want to figure it out, the more complicated it seems to get. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I continue. See how simple that was? Why muddy it up with verse, counterverse. Why not just have faith like babes and just share the word? Here comes from Acts 20:24. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to my life, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. I continue. Our purpose is to draw people to Christ. Everything else comes second to that. Sure, enjoy life, absolutely. But let's not lose our focus. And for all of us out there that feel like unworthy wretches, God has us covered there too. Joel chapter 2, verse 25. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust have eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent among you. And I close. Through belief in Jesus Christ, our sins are cleansed. They are buried in the depths of the sea. They are as far away to him as the east is from the west. And like I said, let's keep it simple and give praise, honor, and thanks to the Lord. Have a blessed day. We'll be back in three.
And you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's Height Cap Adventure Radio Pro. I'm sorry, did I touch
assault!
Wrong?
I saw it.
Harassment.
Sorry.
Y'all don't understand that on the radio what just happened.
Did I really?
But no, somebody was talking when they shouldn't be talking.
Look how color.
Look at me, I'm probably beat red, yeah. Right?
Back to the radio show. Any moment now, the radio team.
One of the things
return.
That makes radio so fun is when you mess up, nobody actually sees it, but they hear the consequences of it. So it's okay. We have a good time on this radio station.
Okay. Here we go. Let's do.
We got to start over.
It's literally the breast day. You freaked out, and you didn't even know it.
All right, I'm sorry. Here we go. Show highlights.
Get it together.
Yeah. Professional here. Okay. Announcements. Let me just do the announcements real quick.
Why don't you do the announcements? I think I'd be.
Look, here's a big announcement. I just got a text from Bill's wife, Darla. They're rolling them in. They're going to crack, just open it up, take that sucker out, put a new one in, and
keep
lickety-split.
Keep praying for him. This is real serious. Keep praying.
You know, I have no worries at all.
I don't have any worries because I don't even control.
Now, look, November 18th is my first meet and greet for this particular show on this station. I've been doing this show for 8.5 years, but I came back. November 19th is the anniversary. November 18th will be the meet and greet at Margaritas in Rogers. And we'll have all the special guest hosts there. I would like to meet you and all that. And it's just, there's a lot going on. So I told Bill, you are going to be at my meet and greet on the 18th. So crack your chest, get it up, because he told me about 3 weeks. Once he gets it in his chest, he stays at ICU or something for a week. And then he goes to another department in the hospital. And then if everything goes well, he goes home for a week. And that'll be just in time for us to throw stuff at him on November 18th at Margaritas meet and greet. Okay. I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. Okay. Oh, Backup Tactical, one of my sponsors, Jason Bain. Okay. What was it, Jason Bain, Silvermane? What was the name of the movie you called it?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't know.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, does gun parts, the whole works, sponsored the program. I don't know what it was, a week or two ago, he was on the show. I said, man, you need to send me a barrel and a comp. So he does. I put it on my Glock 43X, and oh my goodness, what an incredible difference there is in the firearm. If you're looking to enhance your firearm, if you have a Glock or a SIG at the moment, go to backuptactical.com, check out what he has. You will be pleasantly surprised. Vote. Colonel, can you give us some updates on a vote, please?
Well, I have been receiving so many different recommendations on Prop 1 and the Prop 12. These, some of the ones that we have is 4, and there's so much that goes on after the prop is written and put on the ballot, and then it's got to be implemented. There's a law, the actual wording in the Constitution, and then the interpretation and implementation by the big office building full of bureaucrats just north of the Capitol building. And I can't trust them.
We can't trust anybody. We got to do the best thing. That's why when you've been studying it, so we trust. Colonel, listen. The people who listen to you trust you because they know you, and you're trying to get the truth the best you can. Nobody's perfect. So I put out there on Facebook the Colonel's propositions and how he would vote for him, and I'll tell you what. You're getting so many compliments and thanks for going through the energy because they don't have the time to do it. They trust you. They've known you now for the last 3-something years with me. They got to know you. And that's the other thing about business, ladies and gentlemen. If you're going to sponsor this program and do nothing when you sponsor it, you're not going to get the benefits of it. When you're a sponsor of this program and you become involved with this program, oh my gosh, people know you, they get to learn you, they get to trust you, and they want to go do business with you, okay? That's how it works. Since I'm short for time, I'm going to continue on with show highlights. We'll do 2 stories at 11:30 today. That's always a fun time. Word of the day in a moment, quote of the day in a moment. And then I've got Brian Beer, the chairman of the K Theater, coming in. That guy is so cool. He's so laid back, man. He's so laid back. I listened to his commercial. I go, yeah, okay. I'm okay now. Melinda's going to be doing her thing at 10 o'clock approximately. And it's always a pleasure to listen to Melinda. She always does a great job and does her homework. The Colonel will be doing the constitutional part of the program. Katie from Oz at the bottom of the hour. Let's do the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, the conversation of a story. And if you can give me a call here at 254-697-6633, put the word of the day into a sentence and the Colonel likes it, you get a prize. And trust me, you'll like it. The word of the day is threat. T-H-R-E-A-T. Threat. Definition. It's a noun. A statement of an intention to inflict pain, injury, damage, or other hostile action, or someone in retribution for something done or not done. It comes from this headline. The single greatest threat to America is hiding in plain sight. And I've been saying this forever. Jonathan Turley, I don't know if you know him. He's a lib, but he has good points. And now, a startling poll was released last week, I'm getting tongue-tied, showing that a majority of voters not only view the opposing party as a threat to the nation, but justifying violence to combat their agenda. The poll captures a crisis of faith that I have been writing about for over a decade as an academic and a commentator. Many now question democracy as a sustainable system of government. It represents the single greatest threat to this nation, a citizenry that lost faith not just in our system of government, but with each other. Three more short paragraphs. The polls of the University of Virginia Center for Politics shows a nation at war with itself. 52% of Biden supporters say Republicans are now the threat to American life, while 40% of Trump supporters say the same about Democrats. Among Biden supporters, 41% now believe violence is justified to stop Republicans from achieving their goals. An almost identical percentage, 38% of Trump supporters now embrace violence to stop Democrats. Not surprisingly, many of these people have lost faith in democracy. Some 31% of Trump supporters believe that the nation should explore alternative forms of government. Roughly a quarter of Biden supporters also question the viability of democracy. Faith, hold on, Colonel. Faith is the one thing that no system of government can do without. Without faith in the underlying values of the constitutional system, authority rests on a mix of coercion and capitulation. I know you want to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just about to blow up, but violence to stop the opposition. We're talking about a society where 85% of the people won't even vote. And you think they're going to have the gumption to something?
You're missing it, Colonel. Violence has nothing to do with logic, reasoning, patriotism. It's violence. So many people in this country have just gone to violence. They have no concept of what they're talking about.
You know, when 50,
once it starts.
I just saw a deal where it said 50% of the people in the United States, a poll, so 50% of the people that they polled, were on the Hamas side.
I know. Let me tell you, this is a Christian nation. If you're a Christian and you're not taking care of Israel, you're screwed. Letting you know.
God says and talks about that.
Shelby, how much time I got?
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Let me get this done. Americans' trust in news media falls to new lows. Well, duh.
And moving on.
Trump. The U.S. inches from World War III under Biden's leadership. Neocon warmongering. I totally agree. Here's an opinion piece that I think is very important that I want to go over. Middle East defense alliances could create a domino effect similar to World War I. Remember Archduke Ferdinand? Because of all the alliances in World War I, because he got shot, everybody got involved in World War I. If you look at the alliances, and I've got the article here that shows it. If you look at the alliances, if we start doing this to that and that to this, we're all going to be in war. Anti-Hamas billboard taken down in New Jersey after 100 police complaints. Well, there goes the freedom of speech, right? Pro-Palestine mob in New York City chants Intifada. Is that how you say it? And there is only one solution. As Bill Huffman, my ditch doctor, would say, the final solution? Israel creates special unit to hunt and kill every participant in Hamas terror attack. You're screwed. They're still going after World War II people. If your name's on the list, you're screwed. Biden uses cheat card again to ID only two pre-approved reporters with questions. Now, I got an article that shows all the different times he used the cheat card and for what reasons he used it. It's embarrassing. Biden 2023 flood. One migrant for every American newborn. Did you catch that? 66.6 thousand Venezuelans crossed southern U.S. border last month, surpassing Mexicans. Biden mimics migration enforcement for 2024 election. Here's what he's going to do. He's going to say, you know, we need to close the border. We need to do this. And he's doing it with just enough time for the American people to think, oh, that's really what he's been doing. And they're going to vote for him. And come after November, December, January, we're going to have the floodgate open again with immigrants.
Illegal.
Thank you. UN-funded scientists beg the WHO, World Health Organization, to declare climate and global health emergencies. Oh, my gosh. That's a one-week show right there. Mike Johnson, new speaker, acknowledges God's plan and speakership victory. Quote, I don't believe there are any coincidences. 20 seconds, great. Perfect timing. Trans insanity. You might want to listen to this, Shelby, the way you're dressed.
The government, right?
50-year-old biological male allowed to compete against 13-year-old girls in swim meet.
Look, Dale Gribble's not about that life, okay?
And finally, man poses as mannequin. And this is funny. Man poses as mannequin in storefront. Goes on shopping spree after mall closes. We'll be back.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. Give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, Margaritas, November 18th in Rogers, the restaurant in Rogers. We'll have a meet and greet there about 1:30. It'll start for a couple hours. Food and drink available to purchase. Get to meet all the special guest hosts and guests. And we'd love to meet you, too. So put that in your calendars. Now, Shelby, you got a joke for me, don't you?
I do. It's a Halloween joke. And it's approved by the judge. So, all right. You know, it's got to be good. Okay. So there's this ghost sitting in his a jail cell. And another ghost gets put in with him. And the one ghost is sitting on the bed. And the other one sits down. And he looks at the first ghost. And he goes, "What are you in for?" He said, "Disturbance of the peace." "You?" He went, "Possession."
But
Only on radio.
All right. Now, Katie from Moz is not called in. That tells me they're swamped, okay?
That's
Katie
a good thing.
Katie from Moz, Harker Heights, Moz Place in Harker Heights, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. Great food, great prices, great quantity, great atmosphere. And you need to check it out. So if you want to look at the menu at Moz, the quickest and easiest way for me to tell you would be to go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, click on Moz link, and boom, there you are. You get to see the menu. If you're hungry, go check it out. Now, on Saturdays, check the time before you go. They may close earlier on Saturdays, and I can't remember the reason they gave me, but check it out before you go there. Make sure they are open. But they got great food. Colonel's eating there. I've eaten there. Andy, Melinda, you gone there too? Everybody's eating there, and it's really good. The onion rings, I've always joking around, but I'm not. They're about as big as a small, what, chihuahua could jump through?
Like a hula hoop.
Well, dog could jump
through.
They're huge.
And they're good.
So check it out. 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard, Moz Place. Enjoy it. Love it. Eat it. Order more. Tell people about it.
Colonel? Let me say one thing about the onion rings. They're huge, but they're not thick. They're not overly thick. Sometimes people get them too thick. They're not over. They're huge.
Well, if we're going to talk onion rings, let's continue on, because the batter, they do it right there when you make the order. The batter sticks to the onion ring. You don't bite the onion ring and it slides out, and you got nothing but batter.
That's right.
It's really good.
That's right.
Colonel, what's your first of all, the word of the day is threat. It's a noun, a statement of an intention to inflict pain, injury, damage, or other hostile action. Or someone in retribution for something done or not done. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. Put in a sentence. If we like it, we'll give you a prize. Colonel, what's your quote?
Well, Matt is a threat to my airtime. Okay. All right. Today I don't have a quote. I have a question. And who or what group was Dinesh D'Souza talking about when he said, "They are in denial about the America we are living in, which increasingly resembles a police state." He was talking about a particular group when he said that. I want to thank our sponsor, Bill Schumann, Bell County Commissioner Precinct 3. He's going to be retiring soon and helping his wife with their ranch in Grace Trail.
I'm going to interrupt you again because I've got commentary here that it has to go out. It's important. It's critical. I'm getting commentary that if you go to Moz, you got to get the bacon cheeseburger because it's fantastic. So just make sure you do that. Go ahead, girl.
All right. I'm already hungry. But anyway, the meat of the mission today, I was going to talk about God, the Third Rail, Police State, the film. All right. Dinesh D'Souza and Dan Bongino put out a new movie. It's been on Rumble. And if you go to Rumble, you can just put in double quotes, police state, double quotes. And there will be a whole lot of information pop up, available comments about the movie itself. I watched the premiere last night, live stream, and it's chilling. It's a kick in the gut. And talking to the people, and Dinesh D'Souza is brilliant.
Well, both of them are. I mean, Bongino, his history and who he is and what he does, those two together, it's got to be good.
He's a beast. I tell you, you look at him. But anyway, all right, so we've got that. And if time allows, I want to talk a little bit about God and Allah and Muhammad, the perfect Muslim. And the biggest thing that I really want to talk about on this, God and Allah, or Allah, is deceit. Remember that the left is at war with the right. The right is playing a ball game and wants to shake hands, and as they, you know, you line up on the baselines and shake hands after the game. But the left wants to kill you, and they will lie to you if any chance they get. And deceit is a primary part of Islam. And I want to quick read this one little paragraph here. Muslims will give a peace talk or peace agreement to buy favor or time while they make other plans to control or to bring non-Muslim issues into play, and while they're begging time to prepare to kill you. And they have done this multiple times in their past, where they will make a treaty, lay in wait for 10 years, and then attack the people they made the treaty with. So just be advised about that. And this was from the book by Dr. Gene Youngblood, Is Islam Tolerant? But there are lots of things that are really bad about this, and it's completely contrary to the Christian ethic. Despite what some poor misled people will say, and this Islam and is driving the anti-Semite things in the United States, and it's by deceit. They have deceived a lot of people who don't read on their own or study or know anything about the Quran and the Hadith and the Sirah. That's the Quran is the biblical, is their religious part. The Hadith is the biography of Muhammad, and the Surah is the traditions of Muhammad. And that makes up the Sharia law and what you're supposed to do as a Muslim.
So, Colonel, what you're telling me is you're not just talking. You're studying their facts and reiterating their facts. You're not making stuff up.
That's right. All of these, you have to quote from the books, the translations of the Arabic, and their own rules are considered to be infallible. So they can't argue with you if you quote their own material back to them. Right. But they will try to disguise it and say, oh, that's, you know, we don't really do this.
That's an excellent tactic, too.
You know,
they can't argue themselves. Otherwise, they
fatwa.
And as Christians, we're told to tell the truth all the time. Even if it hurts us personally, tell the truth. The Quran teaches them it's okay to lie for any reason to protect themselves and or their religion.
That's right. To advance Islam. All right, back to the meat. God is the third rail. Now, for those of you who have never been to the subway or to an electric railroad, the third rail runs between the two that the wheels run on. And the third rail...
Don't touch it.
...is 400 volts DC, and it will melt you in a heartbeat. So if you touch it, you're instantaneously dead. And this is why we refer to God as the third rail of politics now and the media.
Can I make a comment real quick? I hate to interrupt you, but...
Don't lie.
When George W. Bush ran, Social Security was the third rail. He touched on it and survived. So with this third rail about God, we can touch it, ladies and gentlemen, and survive.
All right. God can never be mentioned as a solution to any problem in our socialist-controlled media and legislature. We're spending... you cannot stop murder with laws. Murder is from the heart. Only God can control the heart. Putting armed guards in schools will fail. Putting chaplains in the hallways and classrooms will reduce the violence. The legislature is spending $1.6 billion on a school security operation trying to make up for taking God out of the schools in the 1960s and out of society after that. Our forefathers knew when they wrote our Constitution that it is the only a guide for a moral and just society. When our elected and appointed officers disregard the law and no one does anything except to reelect them, we will have dishonest, cruel, selfish, cheating leaders. You get what you tolerate. Now, this thing with our leaders and this $1.6 billion, okay, they want to put a policeman in every hallway, in every school, every campus, have a policeman, at least one. And we really need is to put God. You know, you can legislate against murder. It's illegal to murder. There are a lot of crimes that are illegal, but it doesn't stop. Only the church, only God can control the heart and kill the desire to murder. Now, changing subjects now, and we're getting close.
Yeah, set it
just
up, set it up, Colonel.
We're going to hold this.
And
we'll come back talking about the movie Police State.
Okay, very good. Look, the number here is 254-697-6633. Check us out on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give a call into the studio here, 254-697-6633. The Colonel, my wingman, Rafer Brown, continuing on his segment. Don't forget, at 10 o'clock, we'll be hitting it hard with Melinda Bulls from Bulls Financial Group. Be back in three.
My name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Visit thekaytheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thekaytheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rockdale, Texas, since 1947.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DACLB009432E.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. All right, everybody, welcome back. Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. 254-697-6633. The Colonel, Rafer Brown, my wingman, continuing on. Colonel, take it away, buddy.
All right. Last night, I watched the premiere live stream showing of Police State. Now, this is a movie by Dinesh D'Souza, and he was assisted, it was produced by Dan Bongino. Now, this is another shocking movie by Dinesh D'Souza. He did 2,000 Mules, and they educated a lot of people about the corruption in the election system. That's just one little facet of the corruption in the movie system. Now, they, the FBI and DOJ, have already come for the people in the movie, but you are next. In the Police State, they're coming for all of us that do not fall straight in line. Your name is already on their list. They know where you live, and they will come for you when they're ready for you. Google and Facebook know all about you and what you are going to do, as well as what you have already done or what you will not do. So sometimes what you will not do is just as important as what you will do. But these, by artificial intelligence, they are able, by going through all of your posts and text and all the stuff you put up, they know what you think, how you think, and what you're capable of doing. Watching the movie is a kick in the gut, but just maybe it will get you out of their forecast mold. We are the last chance to prevent police world. Not just Police State, but when the United States falls, the whole world becomes under socialist control. As we go, so goes the world. There is no place to run. The level of corruption and illegal activity in the DOJ and FBI is amazing. And there's nobody to stop it. Cannot say unbelievable. You can't say that's not, because I believe it. And when you see this and you watch what's been going on, and he's got, Matt has some more to follow up. Now, the January 6th red flag operation, and it was a red flag. That's when you cause something to happen and blame somebody else that wasn't actually the cause of it. You had Ray Epps out here running around urging people to violate the law and break into the Capitol building, and then he's taken off the list. He was on there for 19 hours or something like that, and then they pulled him off the list. But in the January 6th red flag operation is a 2021 version of the February 27th, 1933 burning of the Reichstag, the German parliament building. The Nazi leadership and its coalition partners used the fire to claim that communists were planning a violent uprising. They claimed that emergency legislation was needed to prevent this. They had to have all these police state powers. Now, the DOJ and FBI have turned domestic terrorists into domestic extremists, and they are coming for you and me. Matt, they will want you to come to the door with a weapon so they can justify slaughtering you.
You know, it's scary, Colonel. There's no way to stop this.
Yes, there is. But it requires us all to becoming alive. They battered down the door of an old lady who had the unmitigated gall to speak at a school board meeting, and they hauled her away in the middle of the day. They caused a young man to commit suicide by threatening him with many years in federal prison for terrorism because he spent 15 minutes inside the velvet ropes in the Capitol building, staying on the carpet, and not speaking to anyone of authority, nor touching anything. You are next. They have your name, and they know where you live. And I'm the Colonel, Rayford K. Brown, and you can tell them I sent you. Let's go now quickly to a little bit on this election. There are only five of the propositions that you should vote for out of the 14. So that means there are nine that I'm definitely against.
Let's clarify. This is the Colonel's due diligence recommendations.
These are my personal recommendations.
Did you tell Rayford the flood of how many people wanted this information after you left? It was bombarding. He was getting, like, throughout the entire show, we had people calling and messaging. Can you please go over Rayford's stuff again? So people are really interested in this.
All right. Prop 1 is the farming thing, and it supposedly, and just as I said that, my computer went to sleep.
It's all right, Colonel. It's live radio.
All right. Prop 1 is about farming and to let farmers farm inside city limits and not let the city force them out. And I was for that, and I've been told that there is possibly a poison pill buried in this to empower these big farming operations, commercial farming operations, and there are just a few farmers that are actually benefit from it. So yet you can't trust, if you can't trust the politicians, they're going to do what they want anyway.
Now listen, correct me if I'm wrong. You're saying there might be an adjustment in that particular one?
Yes.
Okay, now listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you already voted, it's okay.
Yep,
it's all right.
It's the best knowledge that we can have.
That's it. And once you find new information, that's what you do. So don't sweat it.
That are all big farmers all said to vote yes for that too. So I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But they're farmers and they support the prop. So if you
and
have
Farm
voted,
Bureau,
it's okay.
Farm Bureau supports it also. So we'll go with that one. Proposition 3, vote for it. And Prop 3 is a vote against allowing a wealth tax, to make a wealth tax that.
That's
Prop
crazy,
4 is the increase in homestead exemption. Now, it's temporary, but it's still better than a sharp stick in the eye. So vote for Prop 4. Proposition number 9. And get here. For the solution, the Federal Reserve has caused inflation. The Proposition 9 is to increase, give the retired teachers a pay increase. If you don't understand why this is necessary, we have a corporation that have, I believe it was a insurance firm, that was allowed to invest all of these funds into low-paying, guaranteed return, less than inflation. So we don't have any money to pay the retired teachers. And also, the reason that the money that they were given back in 1972 is not sufficient to live on now is because the Federal Reserve, it's neither federal nor a reserve, has diluted by printing money the value of our currency. Gold was $35 an ounce. In other words, it took $35 bills to get an ounce of gold in 1972. Now it takes $1,950 to buy an ounce of gold. Figure it out. 5,700% decrease in the value of the dollar. And then we go to Proposition 12, and we're against this one. This is to remove the treasurer position from Galveston County. And so the county treasurer, who is elected position, is being done away with. The caution here, and this is that they're replacing it with a non-elected person. That's the theory. They're going to come up with one, and this person will not be responsible to the voters. The treasurer is elected position and is responsible to the voters and will have a little control over that person if they don't do the right thing. So that's the reason you vote on 12. It would be nice to do away with part of the administration, but it depends on whether it's being done away with or replaced. So temporarily, we'll go with it. 1 minute to go. We want to point out a couple of examples here. Pfizer it's been shown now that Pfizer hid the deaths that occurred during the clinical trial from the FDA.
And we're crazy.
They were certifying
it. And you and I are crazy for talking about it.
And we were crazy for talking about it. All right?
No,
democracy. Violent. The Democrats love to talk about democracy. We are a constitutional republic. Excuse me. We were formed as a constitutional republic. Democracies do not have written laws. The true definition of a democracy is mob rule. They're one of the most violent forms and short-lived forms of government. So it doesn't really exist because it is not self-sustaining. But the socialists love democracy because it creates violence, which they can then use to justify taking over and having an oligarchy or control by a few. I highly recommend that you go to JBS or go to, YouTube, and look at the JBS channel and look at the history of America. There's a little documentary there that will talk about the forms of government.
Okay, look, we got lots of show coming up. If you got questions about this, want to ask the Colonel a question, feel free to give us a call, 254-697-6633. When we come back after the break, Melinda Bulls, Bulls Financial Group, great lady. She's got her stuff going on. The queen of prep, I call her. She's going to be talking about short-term prepping because the long-term aspect of it is over, in my opinion. You're going to need to step up the pace a bit here and get yourself squared away if you're not prepped already. And you know what? I'm tired of hearing the excuses. No, you can't come to me. You're on your own. You're screwed. If you don't do it now, you're screwed. So sorry. Figure it out for yourself.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Attention to detail. Customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. budgethostcameron.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. Give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Don't forget, we're simulcasting here on 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. You can check us out Facebook Live. Now, look, we dressed up. This is the Saturday before Halloween. So we dressed up. Now, Shelby, who are you?
I'm Dale Gribble from King of the Hill. Or Rusty Shackelford. I never use my real name because the government's watching, man.
You'll have to come around. While I'm talking, come around here. Let them see you in camera. All right. And I'm dressed up as a gangster. I got Pocahontas here, Melinda Bowles. I've got, what did Andy say he was?
He's cowboy.
No. He was
a P.
Paladin.
That's right. And the colonel here, Colonel, you're dressed up as what?
A patriot.
Patriot.
I'm dressed up as a politician. I'm always lying about what I am.
Okay. Check us out at Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give me a call here in the studio, 254-697-6633. Podcast. All programs are put into podcast forms. You can download them at Apple, Spotify, or Podbean. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. It's all right there. If you want, scroll down to the middle of the page. There's a donation button. If you wish to donate to this program on a monthly basis, it'll be greatly appreciated. It takes a lot of money to function this program on two different stations all month long, month after month. If you like the content of the show and there's nothing else you can do out there in society to help our cause of liberty, you can donate to this program. Otherwise, it's a challenge to stay on the air. And here's another thing you can do. You can put pressure on this station to give me a five-day week show, 3 hours a day. Because I'm getting comments, this is the best program on this station, and we can expand it even more. But I can't do it without you. I did what I did. I gave it to God. Doesn't mean you can't do it. Doesn't mean you can't step up and put pressure on this station to put a program out there that loves this freaking country, wants it to succeed, and wants everybody to live in peace and harmony. Da-dum-bum. Thank you to the sponsors and all private donors. Okay, Melinda, why don't you grab that mic?
Sure.
Melinda, it's always a pleasure having you here. I never know. Look, you see this thing? This lipstick case, I don't know if it's a spy gadget. I don't know if it's a knife.
No, it's really lipstick.
Oh, it's lipstick. Okay.
I don't think Pocahontas put makeup on, but
camera.
I'm pretty sure, you know, it looks better on the radio to have a little bit of makeup on.
Well, girl, tell us what's going on today.
Well, good morning. I do want to do a plug, Bulls Financial Group. We actually have a, if you'll give us a call at the office, 254-899-9944, I have kind of a free giveaway. We have invested in an estate planning guide, and it's in a digital format. So if you call the office, let us know you heard me on the radio, then we will email you this complimentary guide. It is an awesome guide that goes through all things that you need to get financially in order, and I would be happy to email that to you complimentary if you do give us a call at the office. So 254-899-9944, and we do want to talk about kind of the fast track to the being prepared. Some of it we've already talked about.
Hold on 1 second, okay? I want to make a comment to her contact information. She's going fast. We all do this here because there's so much information we want to do. aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, and all the sponsors are there. You'll see Melinda's link. Click on it, and boom, you're there, okay?
Perfect. I want to continue, and we'll go through some fast prep things that are not going to cost a lot of money, but I think it can help you in the long run. So I did want to continue with what Frank was talking about earlier, is first time we've had a fall garden, and I don't want to lose it, so you want to be prepared to cover it up. We have bales of straw, we've got mesh fabric, we have tarps, we have plastic, we have sheets, blankets, tree bags. A lot of folks go, how am I going to cover it up? And we love the tomato cages, whether you get the square ones or the round ones, they help prop the fabric over the plant so you don't smoosh the plants. So a lot of folks usually have tomato cages laying around, and now's not the time to really be growing tomatoes. So use some of the things that are around the house to be able to cover those plants.
As long as we don't freeze, we're still good to go, right?
Yep. So the next thing I want to talk about is we were talking about EMP and, you know, electromagnetic pulse being hit with that. And a lot of folks have heard about Faraday bags. So Shelby's got a small one she's going to hold up.
Shelby, make an effort to get in the camera, okay?
they come.
Why don't you cock the camera a little bit more so you're definitely in it?
Turn the words around. So they come in different sizes. So that one's small enough to put your cell phone in. Now, what happens when you put your cell phone in a Faraday bag? The signal goes dead. I mean, you're not going to get a phone call at all, and it's supposed to protect from an EMP. Now, there's big bags. There's also fabric that if you wanted to drape over something, you could. Ran across some curtains. Now, maybe your phone will work if it's been in a Faraday bag, but if we've been hit with an EMP, the towers are probably not going to work. So that is, you know, if you think you want to be protected, get some Faraday bags. You can buy these.
Doesn't old microwaves do the same thing? Like if you have an old microwave, you could stick it in there because the screening on there acts as a Faraday box?
Sure, especially if you're not using it to reheat your food, which is killing all the nutrition.
Don't heat your phone.
Don't use a microwave to reheat
your food. Ground the third prong.
So, on the third prong. Okay, so I wanted to talk about water for just a second. A friend of mine, last weekend, she lives in a mobile home established community, and the park turned off the water Saturday and Sunday. None of the residents got notification that they were turning the water off.
That's not
her
right
comment yet. To me was, I didn't even have enough water to flush the toilet.
Wow.
So, I cannot stress enough about having water on hand
in case
the water gets turned off. I have invested in some water jugs. I found these empty jugs over at Walmart in Belton. They have it's never been used for anything else. It's not a previous milk jug. But they have one of those water filling stations. Now, I'm not going to fill it with that water.
Okay, I got a question, mm-hmm. Melinda. When we had Snowmageddon here, what do you think it takes to flush a toilet? How many gallons of water in a bucket? Because if you do it like that, it's not going to have enough velocity to get it going. But if you have it in a bucket, let's say in a 5-gallon bucket, in your estimation,
half a gallon should flush the toilet easily.
I don't know. I had a problem with that.
What we had to do at my house is my husband went outside and we had this gumbo pot or a crawfish cooking pot. He filled that up twice with snow, and we barely had enough to flush the toilet.
Wow. Yeah.
It takes snow, doesn't make a lot of water.
Velocity is a key to flushing the toilet because it's a siphon, and you have to make the siphon work. You have to get up over the little humps and get the water moving, and then it will suck the rest of the stuff down. And then you need about a half gallon, a quarter of water to fill the basin back up.
I found that 4 gallons is what it takes to get a clean flush.
How many?
4 gallons.
It takes 1.6 gallons. Put it in the tank in the back and pull the string. It's 1.6 gallons. Put it in the back and let it flush.
Okay, well, that's your thought, okay?
The point is that was an individual who shared with me that she didn't even have enough water on hand to flush the toilet. You know, we happen to live out in the country a little way, so we can go outside if we need to, you know, create a porta-potty idea outside if it really comes to that. Nobody really wants to do that unless it's freezing cold outside. But the jugs of water are on my shelf, and I rotate the water. I put my filtered water in them, and then when I'm ready to rotate them, I take that and I pour it out, you know, on the grass or on the plants or whatever it is I'm watering, and I rotate that water that's on the shelf. A lot of folks have great big igloo coolers that are great to collect water periodically, but not knowing when the water's going to be turned off, and that following Monday after they turned it off on Saturday and Sunday, they didn't really give good explanation to the residents on why they turned the water off. So at any moment, you know, if you have paid for water, unless you're on a great well system, we certainly, you know, have it on hand somehow, some way. Igloo coolers, water jugs. There's some great big, you know, those big water jugs that you turn upside down on the little water coolers. Find some of those. I encourage you to try and look at the content of the plastic that you're putting it in. Is it BPA free, you know, clean? I'm not real sure that jug that I handed Shelby is really what we're going to call not toxic.
I got to ask a question here. Look, I don't say stuff unless I've done it, okay? Or unless I trust somebody who said they've done it. Colonel, Melinda, get back in this conversation on the toilet. I'll tell you why. This is important. Because I know that they've made toilets that use less water. Mm-hmm. Is that a design thing that causes maybe you only need a gallon and a half of water as compared to 3 gallons to 4 gallons to make it work? Because this is a serious question. Because it took me about 3 to 4 gallons to sufficiently flush a toilet.
If you pour it into the bowl. If you don't use the design function. Again, velocity is the key to get the water moving up through the siphon. If you pour water in until the level of the water rises up over the top of the siphon, then it takes 3 to 4 gallons to get it to go up over and flush it.
Pour it in the tank.
We'll get the siphon started. But a dose of water going straight up into the pipe will get it moving, and it'll pull out.
Good clarification. Thank you.
Okay, so that's the water thing. Don't get caught without it if you can possibly. If you also know someone who has a well that would be willing to let you come and fill up in case everybody's without water, usually the people who have wells, I've kind of got that on my emergency list as to where I can go with large containers to fill up my water.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break. We've got lots of time coming up with Melinda. We'll be back in about three, four minutes, and we'll continue on with Melinda Bowles, Bowles Financial Group.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Are you looking for something fun to do? Then you need to check out the K Theater in Rockdale. For movies, for concerts, live theater, or talk to us about your private rental needs. Call or text Brian Beard for details at 512-470-4343. The K Theater, located at 350 North Main Street in downtown Rockdale. Or go to thektheater.com. Or find us on Facebook at K Theater.
Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet.
brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating in Lenox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Look, I'm getting commentary about the votes for the propositions, and we're going to go over it again. When we're done with Melinda's segment, I'll have the Colonel read them again. So get ready with your pen and paper, pencil and paper, to do it. And just as a clarification, we do the best we can with the knowledge we have at the moment. Once new information comes in, we try to readjust. So, and I know it can cause a little bit of confusion sometimes, but, you know, that's the way life goes. Melinda Bulls, Bulls Financial Group. Melinda, again, it's a pleasure to have you on.
So let's talk about electricity for just a second. My go-to, of course, is a generator. Not everybody has a portable generator, gas-powered preferably. But if you are maybe somewhere and you've lost electricity and you think, oh my goodness, I don't want to lose all this food that's in the freezer or the refrigerator, most folks have a bathtub in their house. And they can turn the little stopper and they can fill it with ice and put all that food in the bathtub. That's a huge place to store food temporarily. It's usually pretty close, so you don't have to haul it. A lot of folks are not going to have big coolers, coolers that you'd take to the lake.
Well, I have a question about that. Mm-hmm. If you have a freezer full of food, mm-hmm. should you leave it in the freezer for a while?
Yes.
Yes. If you're getting compromised, then you may have to remove it from the freezer. But even if your freezer goes out, power surges kills our appliances. So you really want to have those things on a surge suppressor of some sort. But if you find yourself having to empty the freezers or the refrigerators and you don't have a large enough cooler, then the bathtub works really great. Put the ice in, put the food in, cover it up with a tarp or a tablecloth or something, or towels. And that's going to keep you for a little while. Assuming you can go find, ice somewhere. So the electricity generator, I know a lot of folks don't have one and they're worried that if it happens, maybe you buddy up with the neighbor. And I cannot stress enough how important it is to talk to your neighbors and understand who has what resources if something does happen, whether it's water, electricity, or safety. Neighbors are a great source to bounce ideas off. Hey, we have this. If this happens, y'all come over here.
Military cross-loading. That's
absolutely
right. What you don't have, somebody else has got.
During the snowpocalypse, our neighbor across the street, she calls me and she says, my battery on my phone is dying. Can I come over and charge it? So I just had my little portable generator that I had showed on the show a while back, and she's like, oh, that's awesome. I need to get one. I'm pretty sure she hasn't gotten one.
Did she?
I bet she didn't. But, she's like, I knew y'all had something. I heard the generator. I heard this. I heard that.
With that conversation and comment we just talked about, ladies and gentlemen, that's probably 85% of the population out there.
Yep. All right,
when is it? What's it going to take you to get up, stand up, figure it out, and get her done? What's it going to take?
Yep.
Are you going to continually ask me, well, what about this? Or what about that? Or should I do this? Give me a list of things to do. Look, you've got enough. If you haven't figured it out by now, you're behind the curve and you're part of the problem.
You could even go to FEMA and they've got a list of stuff that you ought to have.
That you ought to have. So my next area is to talk about food. And, canned stuff on the shelves in the pantry does expire. I would encourage y'all to go look in the pantry, which is what I've been doing. I cycle it out. Did find some expired cans of food. Some of it is still okay to use. Proceed with caution.
How can you tell if a can is bad?
Open it, and you'll figure it out.
But even before that, a can is packed with vacuum, and if you thunk it, if the top is bulged up,
if
it's pressurized, it is definitely bad and you don't need to open it.
Mm. In 1983, I ate a canned chicken from 1942 and it was perfect.
Yes. Now, it's a best buy date, not necessarily an expired date.
Right.
It's best buy.
Well, the government's always 30 years behind the curve. I'm sorry.
And I've got 2012 cake mixes
But you have to add baking powder back in because the baking powder dies.
Dissipates.
Plenty of time. No rush.
Okay. So in the pantry, then a lot of times we are dealing with our dry goods, our sugar, our flour, our cornmeal. And sometimes folks say, oh my goodness, I got bugs in that, the weevils in that. Well, I've been told several times, I am not an expert on this, that the weevils are not going to hurt us, but they kind of gross us out. One way to rejuvenate those dried goods is to put the bag of whatever with the bugs in it in the freezer for several days, and at least you won't have new, because they package it with the larva was in the package when they packaged it.
That's right. First thing I do when I get something for storage is freeze it.
Right.
And then bag it.
And bagging it, and I said it before, I hate Ziploc bags with a passion. So I think a small investment in a nice vacuum sealer that uses the big plastic bags. We have repackaged all of those dry goods into those vacuum seal bags and have absolutely extended the life on the shelf. And if there were bugs in there, there's no oxygen, so they are going to die.
What's your problem, so everybody knows, with Ziplocs?
I don't like Ziploc bags at all, whether they're Walmart brand or just Ziploc. You can't ever get all the air out, and if they're going in the freezer, your food will ruin in a Ziploc bag. And so
it's just not efficient.
It's not efficient. Okay. I mean, it's not for long-term storage. And if you're even lucky enough to somewhat get the air out, it's still not going to, you're going to get freezer burn. I've never found one that didn't give us freezer burn. So vacuum sealing to give preservation. If you are purging some of those items out of your pantry, think about your folks who may have pigs or animals like chickens. I mean, a can of corn, chickens will love it. If you don't want to eat it, that is a great way to pass that food along to someone who's trying to feed some farm animals.
We've all had freezer burn, but I don't know this fact. I don't want to deal with freezer burn, mm-hmm. but is freezer burn edible?
It is, but it tastes bad. Okay. It doesn't always, and it's probably starting to break down some of the nutrients that were in the food originally. So food is a big deal, and I really like the idea of passing the food that you're not going to eat either to the compost pile or to animals that might could eat them. I have a friend who has a pig, and now I know what stuff I should be giving to her pig that I won't be giving to the chickens. So pigs pretty much eat just about everything.
They eat themselves.
They do. They're crazy critters. And we talked about water earlier, but I didn't really mention bottled water. I mean, that's like the last go-to. I think bottled water is awful. It's not good for us.
Strictly emergency.
It's strictly, you know, the last resort, open a bottle of water. And if you've ever had filtered water, drinking bottled water after that, you will know the difference.
And
so,
you did that here on the show, the difference between bottled water and filtered water, and there's such a difference.
Yeah. And again, the filtration system that I use is a Berkey. You can buy that at the Homestead.
You can see
the difference. Homestead General Store in Waco.
Microplastics are the new anti thing.
Microplastics.
And that's in bottled water.
And Shelby looked up the toxicity, whatever, how toxic the jug of water. So tell us what you learned while ago about whether your jug is safe to store water in long term because it's leaching.
Okay, so the website is good. It's good housekeeping. They put exactly every kind of recycling plastic symbol and what they mean. And it goes down the list of from one, and it tells you the chemical that it's used to coat it. So that says if it's like a high leaching plastic or a low leaching plastic. And number one and number two, it says they're very low leaching plastic. So it's good for water holding and container holding. But it says three is extremely toxic and high leaching. And it's got some kind of fultonic.
Does it give an example of what kind of bottle?
Yes.
For example, like if you go to the convenience store and buy that crinkly plastic, is that
the
best
stuff? Number three is really high in toxins. It's blister packaging, I guess, for pills. Mm-hmm. Wire jacketing, windows and piping, PVC, lumber, stuff like that. That's got number three.
Well, if you're going to have bad stuff, that stuff that's put in it is gone, at least as compared to having it with food containers.
But there's a lot of other ones that are food containers. See, I haven't read through all
of these. So the jug that you looked
up... That says number two. 2 on the bottom, and that says that's good. That's low leaching plastic, perfect. Very low risk. It's good for like milk jugs, water jugs, juice bottles.
Yeah,
so
perfect.
I'm interested because that jug she gave you had a texture to it. I'm wondering if the different textures, you have the clear plastics that are smooth, and then you got the texturized. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that has a difference.
They all say they're made with a different kind. Like this one's HDPE, the one she had with the number 2. It's the plastic is high density polyethylene, but the number 3 is made with it's polyvinyl chloride. So they're all coated with a different kind of chemical. So mm-hmm. one of them is different from the other, and there's so many. There's
and I chose the gallon jugs for storage, easy to store and easy to rotate, because the bigger the jug of water, I mean, it's going to be the whole jug of water that's going to be having to recycle or replace. And so at least with the jugs, I have a rotation system. Mm-hmm. So they're easier to manage than a great big,
you know, you were mentioning different types of waters for different purposes. I bought about like 100 bottles of Ozarka gallon bottles where they're hollow on the bottom. They got a recess in the bottom and you can stack them. And I use that for basic water, either flushing toilets or washing clothes or something like that. And it takes up a lot less space. What's my time?
It's time to go.
It's time to go. Okay, we're going to be back in just a few minutes with Melinda Bulls from Bulls Financial Group. She's going to continue on. Great stuff. She's always got awesome stuff. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850. Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. With Cox's Heating and AC, install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office. One of the quietest and most energy efficient units you can buy. So give them a call. Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. And I want you to know, not only can they do that, but they are sponsoring the meet and greet at Margarita's Restaurant in Rogers, November 18th. So give them support. They support this program. Support them. Melinda Bulls, Bulls Financial Group, talking prepping. She's the queen of prep. Doing a fantastic job. Melinda, what do you got going now?
Well, don't get overwhelmed. Just kind of keep it as simple as possible. But doing absolutely nothing, you're worse off. If you'll just do something, take some action, then you will better your situation if you find yourself without water, food, or electricity. Probably the pet peeve that I have right now is our medicine cabinet. I would encourage you to start looking at what you have in the medicine cabinet. If you do have prescription meds, maybe you can get them changed to 3-month supplies. I think that's the longest they will give them to you, due to the fact that my husband is on new medicine. That 3-month supply, I think, is going to be important. But I'm doing research to see if we find ourselves not being able to get the pharmaceuticals, what can we do organically?
Let me tell you, let me add this in here, Melinda. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com, does her best to get you off meds. Mm-hmm. So now that we're in, air quote, tranquility, go see Dr. Shelley, see what it takes, see if you can get off your meds to avoid what Melinda's telling you to prepare for.
But there are some natural remedies out there that can replace some of the pharmaceuticals. Just recently, CVS Pharmacy, I saw a podcast that they had removed a lot of their decongestant products off the shelves due to, get this, an FDA recommendation. Now, why they haven't recommended stopping the shots, I don't know. But they took some of these decongestants and some of these meds off of the shelf at CVS. So I was the 2 thumbs up. That's a good first step to get rid of some of this over-the-counter stuff that is not good for us. But I'm talking about, you know, supplements. I'm talking about doing a little bit of research out there. A lot of folks are going to have in their cabinet some replacement items, aka, you know, pepper is supposed to help reduce the effects of a heart attack when you're in the middle of it. Wish we would have known that with the heart attack my husband had back in July.
Well, I know it stops radiator leaks.
There you go, black pepper. So I would encourage you to look at what's in your medicine cabinet, stock up. If, you know, you're on a subscription and you get one a month, well, maybe you could step that up to about 6 a month, you know, six months worth of whatever you need on a daily basis. I also, and this was kind of triggered by a good friend of mine, Charlie, a conversation about having first aid kits, not only for us as humans, but also our animals. And she and I had a long conversation about first aid kits for chickens. Now, chickens are providing us with eggs right now and possibly could be a meat source, and I certainly don't want to lose any of them. So first aid kits, not only for us humans, but for our animals as well.
Is there something in that first aid kit for chicken hawks?
It's called a shotgun.
I don't know. Like the ones they make for chihuahuas.
Bastards.
To go outside in the yard.
Yeah.
Put it on your chicken.
They
spike vest.
A spike vest for animals.
Yeah, I got it like a ballistic shield vest for me. I'll put one on my chickens.
Right? Yeah, they'll
just have a bunch of chickens with vests.
That would be funny.
I ain't messing with those guys.
So I think the first aid kit was, we compared notes. She had a whole lot more in hers than I did in mine, and that could be another topic.
Yeah, I want to add on that, though, your med kit, because you got a med kit for yourself. But then, for example, like I carry a med kit if I'm on scene and I don't know how to go advance beyond myself. Mm-hmm. I have the materials for somebody who does know what they're doing, that I may have something to help them out. So think about it that way, too.
Yeah. And so check with your doctor if you've got those prescription meds. As he said, if you can get off the prescription meds and not be dependent on them. But we're going to have the same problem getting our supplements, because most of that is mail order, that we would with our pharmaceuticals. Because if that supply chain breaks down, I mean, who knows when that could happen. Those things that you're normally used to taking on a daily basis that help you, you may find yourself not being able to get them. And you're already buying those. You already know what you need. Might do a little bit more research. And then I'm encouraging the first aid kit, which we can have that conversation at another, you know, at another time.
Minimum requirement, tourniquet.
Tourniquet, absolutely.
And don't buy one of the little kits from, I might say this, Sam's Club. Yep. They got the worst Band-Aids in the world in them.
Put it together yourself. I absolutely put it together yourself.
Or go to Centex Tactical. These guys got it going on. They got the whole wall full of supplies. Damn. They got bags full of the supplies that are on the wall.
Do they already have ready?
Yeah, they got ready kits.
That are good quality?
With good quality.
Perfect.
They got the good quality you can hand select off the wall, or they put those quality products in the product
already
itself.
Already in it.
Perfect.
Good to know.
Perfect. And then the last one, and I know this is near and dear to Matt's heart about, you know, safety. How can we increase our safety if we are in town? Or how can we increase our safety if we live in the country? And I like
more
locked,
so the word is security.
I liked locked gates. And I think it's important. I was just talking to my husband the other day. I said, you know, if people are out running around trying to get food and steal things, then they may find themselves stealing my chicken. So we have the ability to put locks on the chicken coop.
Melinda, this needs to be addressed. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to worry about an invading country. That's not going to be the problem. What you have to worry about is a failed economy. You have to worry about a lack of faith in government. You have to worry about upheaval. You have to worry about civil war. You have to worry about people who aren't prepared, who are going, I have no food, I have children, I'm hungry, I'm scared, I'm angry. That's what you have to worry about.
And I think the realization is that if it's available to be stolen, there is a high probability that it could be. And if you're relying on the chickens like we are, I'm just using that as an example, to be able to put the locks on the chicken coops, which would make it really hard to steal those chickens for, you know, eggs or for meat. I also think, making sure if you have a camera system or an alarm system, you know, making sure it is adequate for what you want. I'm in the middle of researching home security. We have it, but we really want something a little different. And then bullets. Mm-hmm. And being able to use those.
I had to step
guns.
Out for a second. You're talking bullets, though. Mm-hmm. Not only are bullets great for what you need them for, but they're great for barter.
Right.
Especially 22s.
Yeah.
Whiskey. Cigarettes.
Food, water. Whiskey, cigarettes.
Seasonings too. Cigarettes. Bullets. People say, why cigarettes? Because, trust me, I'm from New York.
Just trust me, okay?
If you're
going to want a cigarette.
Yo, let me tell you, I'm wearing this outfit here. I'm going to talk like I normally talk, okay? You have a cigarette, you want to make sure you got Marlboro Reds or Reds of some kind. You want to make sure you got the greens, the menthols. You know what I'm talking about? Because certain people like menthols, some people like red. And it's a great way to have a conversation and to build trust. And then you get some information. Know what I'm saying? I have paused. Go ahead.
That's okay. So if anybody has any questions that I could maybe answer, or, I mean, I did the quick, here's the go-to if you find yourself going, what can I do? What can I do? I haven't prepared. I cannot stress enough as to the neighboring up conversation, really. I mean, you really need to know who your neighbors are and what you might can expect out of them if an emergency happens.
Yeah, I can't tell you how much that's important. That's so important.
And, you know, I like the idea of having some gas cans handy with some gas in them. But, you know, it's going to be really hard to fill up a 2-ton pickup full of gas.
If you're living in a subdivision and you got 5 to 10 gallons of gas in your garage, that's not probably a good idea. If you're out in the country, you got a place to store it. Okay, that's cool. Let the vapors go.
Yeah. And bicycles are good. Making sure your bicycles are ready to go if you had to ride somewhere. I mean, we ride bicycles, so we've got mountain bikes, we got road bikes. And
you know, Melinda, I thought about that a lot. I said, where am I going to bug out to? There's the bug out body, bug out bag, bug out vehicle, bug out location.
Mm-hmm.
I flipped the middle finger to the scenario because my home is ground zero. If it's going to happen, I'm staying where I'm at. Unless it's for some reason.
Exactly.
It's a chemical thing like a train.
Right. 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 So if anybody has any questions, I'll be happy to take a question either on Facebook or a phone call. But, you know, what else have you done that I haven't mentioned? You know,
When you get to the certain basics, Melinda.
Just the basics.
And then you start, when you get the basics, food, water, heat, shelter, communication, medical, then you start going, okay, I've got that. So now what if this happens? Or what if that happened? Maybe if I have the money, the time, the effort, the energy to do it, I'll get a little bit more. The big, in my personal opinion, ladies and gentlemen, because the others are standard. You can't live without the standards. Outside the standard, one of the most important things, most critical things, is communication. You must have a communication system set up, because when the cell phone goes out, when computer system goes out, how are you going to communicate with your neighbor? Do you have CB? Do you have ham? Do you have handheld? Do you have cans with string?
Satellite phone.
Satellite phone. Do you have military phones? Okay. We're going to take... Melinda, you did a fantastic... You always do a fantastic job. Melinda Bulls, Bulls Financial Group. If you don't know how to get a hold of her, aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. Click on her link and there she is. She'll be in the studio until 12. But when we come back, we'll have Father John Gazzaldo from St. Luke, singular, not plural, Church in Temple. And I'm going to ask him what's on his mind.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Thank you.
Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. My wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown, Shelby, doing the board there, doing a fantastic job. My special guest host today, Melinda Bulls, Bulls Financial Group. My special guest, Father John Gazzaldo from St. Luke Church in Temple, Texas.
I'm feeling very special right now. Feeling very special because you said I was a special guest. So, it's I feel affirmed.
We all have challenges.
Accepted. I feel like I'm in my safe space right now. See that? Yeah. No, no, no. Even though I was confronted with a picture of nunchucks with two nuns as a weapon.
I want a pair of those, man. I want a pair of those because I swing chucks pretty good. Nunchucks.
So, yeah, yeah. So I'll...
I want to kick the habit on those types of jokes.
Yeah.
Kick the habit.
See,
the habit. A nun wears a habit.
See, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Okay.
Isn't that what you call a pack of nuns?
No.
Penguins. You call them penguins.
No.
And they have 12-inch rulers that they crack over your knuckles if you're not being obedient.
I don't think a penguin has a ruler.
Those were the days.
Sister Kathleen, Sister Joan, St. Mary's. Sister Joan, she would crack them over your knuckles.
Sister Harriet, Sister Mary Agnes, Sister Rosemary.
Wait a minute.
And you didn't mess with them.
No, I got you beat. Sister Claire, the principal, 6'4", ugly as I don't know what, carries the big brass bell. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Sounds like Miss Chargeable from
She'll jack you up, man.
See, and the difference was we would have little nuns, and they'd have classes of 50 kids. And nobody moved. You didn't mess around with
Would you mess with somebody who walks but you don't see their feet moving?
No, I don't mess with that. They just go.
I don't hear it either.
And they would go into their convent and you would disappear like, what goes on over there? Those days are over now. Yeah, too bad.
Well, John, I have to ask an extremely important question.
Important and question. Okay.
What's that on your mind?
So I got a couple of things on my mind. First one I have to say, something sad. So after this, that's why I have to leave. I have to get back. I have a funeral today. I do lots of funerals. But this is a 17-year-old boy from Lake Belton, who died in a car accident. Met with his family. His name is Michael. So when we do funerals with young people, sometimes the entire high school will show up. I always tell people my worst funeral that I ever had was my first funeral. I was at St. Helens in Georgetown, and as soon as I got there, I was a associate pastor and showed up, and the pastor said, okay, welcome, here's the keys, I'm going on vacation. So he left me there, and then we had a 17-year-old girl got hit by a car, but she was actually like 7 months pregnant. So they desperately tried to save the baby. That didn't work. And they put the baby in the coffin with him. But the hardest part is you have to meet with the family before the service. And it's just foggy with grief. Just exhausted with grief. But, it can be very grace-filled, too. Even the church was filled. She was 7 months pregnant. But she was living at home with her parents. And the young boy who was the father of the baby, he was in front row. And it can be very grace-filled because you get a chance. Because the only time we ever have a chance to meet with that many young people at one time. And too bad it takes something like that. So that's what's going to happen maybe at my church today at 1 o'clock. Lake Belton is not a small school. And this boy was somewhat popular. He was a football player. But something happened. He got into a wreck, multi-car wreck. So that's what's first thing on my mind. But I'll tell you what I'm thinking about these days, and maybe you can. I was talking about this yesterday during my sermon where I was preaching on Romans, I think it's 7, where Paul talks about the two principles of the principle of his mind and his body and how they are at war against each other.
Oh, gosh, do I relate?
Sometimes in the Greek it says the law of his mind and the law of his body. We would call it the spiritual world. But this mostly comes out, believe it or not, when we minister to those with same-sex attraction, men especially, we have a ministry.
Well, wait a minute.
I understand Paul's challenge, but I'm not there.
Well, give me a chance.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Men clarify. Just clarify.
Men come to us. We have a ministry. The church has a ministry called Courage, especially for men. There's some women. Men who have what we call unwanted same-sex attractions. They don't want it, and they want to be have community. And what we and they'll even self-identify as gay. But when you talk with them, you minister to them, you hear their stories, you find out that they'll even give you a number. You know, like they're 50-50. They're attracted men and women. Well, there's a name for that, bisexual, I guess. But they struggle about 50. Some say 60-40. Some even say 90-10. But there is a part of that. Part of them that is heterosexual. There is a part of them that is intrinsically, we would say, normal. But I think of that part of them, whatever it is as a lion. We talk about them as lions, the two principles. And if let's say the boy, let's say the young man is half and half. He struggles with same-sex attraction, but also has opposite set attraction. But those are two lions. The question is, who is going to win? Who wins that battle is the one you feed. So sometimes men will be, all they do is hang out with women. They're struggling with pornography. They go to the theater. They're always it, and so that opposite set attraction, the gay part of them, that lion starts to grow. It starts to grow and overtake. Well, they'll start to talk like, walk like, even dress like women. But if you can give them community, prayer, sometimes sports, healthy relationships with men, prayer, counseling, sometimes even diet. I'm telling you, I know this is not true 100% of the time, but if you ever meet a vegetarian, it's usually a woman, a vegan. But if you can get a guy to start eating some more meat and start to be more athletic, we put on these athletic things. Where guys, I never had the feeling of what it becomes to be male, to be pushed from a
table. People really enable their surroundings.
Yeah. Father and John, so that lion will start to grow.
What if you got, I got an article here, Trans Insanity, 50-year-old biological male allowed to compete against 13-year-old girls in swim meet. So what if you got a trans male who wants to compete as a male, and you're half gay anyway, and you're dealing with a guy who thinks he's a woman?
Confusing. I don't know who's doing what now.
Exactly. The whole point is, it's confusion. Here, read the article.
So the problem, there are, all of a sudden you have a 50-year biological male allowed to compete against 13-year-old girls. Oh my gosh.
But how is
See?
Because he self-identifies as a 13-year-old girl.
What I was trying to say was, so here you got a guy who's 50-50, not sure which way he wants to go. He has heterosexual tendencies. However, he's being associated with somebody on the swim team who's a male who wants to be like a woman.
So
it's going to freak his brain out.
So the question is, how do we minister? What's wrong with this guy? First of all, they want to hang out with the girls. They don't like, believe it or not, gay men don't like hanging out with men. They feel... They're eroticized men, but they're threatened.
I can't relate.
No, not at all. They feel comfortable around the girls. They feel comfortable around the girls. So what do we
and
do?
The girls feel comfortable around him.
So what we have to do with the girls is tell them, you know, you treat him as one of the boys. Oh no, he's just one of us. No, he's not.
Like in
the chain. No, see, that's they reinstate, they reaffirm, they reinforce. Mm-hmm. His gender identity.
It's all about the
surroundings. Yeah, I said, no, why don't you talk to him differently? But then we have to coach up the boys, mm-hmm. lack of a better term. Hey, you guys, can you invite Michael into your group? Treat him like one of the guys. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what that's like because he has a distant father. His mother was overbearing. She brought all her friends over and he played gin. You know, he played with the ladies. So you never knew what it felt like. So that's what that's what I mean. It's in all of our, but I think in politics too, and what, the lions that we have built up, we have fed these demons. We tell our kids, we feed them stuff, and then we send them off to university, and they get immersed in leftism, Marxism, and that lion in their life grows. And their Christian upbringing is like this little, can't even hold up. I don't know, you had a call.
Well, John, I got about a minute and a half. I'm going to have, now the caller gave me permission to use his name. Keith's on the phone. It's going to bring in a comment or a question to this conversation.
No problem.
And so, Keith, what I want to ask you to do is, talk to Father John, present your question, and if you will, hold, because we'll go to the break, and then we'll come back and see what Father John's response is. So go ahead, Keith. Welcome to the program. Keith, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, buddy. Go ahead. You're on.
Well, my thought is if you everybody wants to play by the rules, right? And they're saying, well, I'm a woman, if they're really not. Put pressure on the people that are putting these events on to change the rules. Write it in black and white in ink, saying if you're XX, you compete in this group. If you're XY, you compete in this group. Period. Then there won't be anybody trying to... And they can't get in if that's in the rules.
Well, you know,
it's cut and dry.
Keith, let me make a comment on this. You know what I think the major problem is? People are too chicken SH asterisk T. Because they can't stand up to what they know is the truth because they're too worried about what people are going to say about them. And they get this, they're like, oh, you know, I want to make everybody happy. I don't want to cause conflict. But I'll tell you what, Keith, hang on the phone. I'm forced to go to a hard break here. We'll keep you on and we'll bring you back on in about 3 or 4 minutes, okay? We're here with Father John Gazaldo from St. Luke Church in Temple. The number here is 254-697-6633. If you got a comment, give us a call here. We'll be back in just a minute. Rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is better known and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
So I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DACLB009432E.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in the Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. Call Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Father John Gazzaldo from St. Luke's Church, St. Luke Church in Temple, Texas. And I've got a call on the line. Keith had a great question. Keith, you with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Why don't you reiterate your statement, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, I'm just saying that if, you know, I've competed in all kinds of sports in my life, and everybody that has ever competed in anything knows if you want to compete, you need to know the rules, backwards, forwards, upside down, every which way. And if you put pressure on the people that mandate or put these rules out, if you put pressure on them to change it, to make sure that if you're a guy or a girl, you're in this right category, whether you're XX or XY, and write that in the rules. Put pressure on them to make them write that in the rules. If you're XX, you compete in this group. If you're XY, you compete with that group. And if you don't play by these rules, you cannot compete. And that would force them, and that would also put the blame on the people that change the rules, not the people that's running the show, but the people that change the rules. And if you put that in black and white, that's the rule, period. You can't compete if you're not this particular person.
Well, Keith, Father John makes his comment, why do you think it doesn't happen?
Just like you said earlier, I think these people are afraid of repercussions.
Yep, that's right.
But if you try and place that blame, I put it on they changed it. I didn't change it. We didn't change it. They changed it.
Oh, no, I totally agree with you.
I think you could get around this. And if you put those rules in black and white, then that's no longer a question. And these people, be honest with you, I think they would completely and totally go away.
Keith, this is a multifaceted conversation, because what you're saying is people need to get off their rear ends and do something about it and speak up about it. But I want to divert it over to Father John and see what he has to say about it. Stand by.
Well, I agree with everything you said
except the very last thing. These people aren't going away. These are not solutions. There's only trade-offs. The question let me finish. Question is, do you stand up and fight because the mob will show up? And the people who make these, especially in Canada, when they show up with blue hair and their colored flags and screaming out transphobia, they don't like that. They don't like, you can get in trouble for that, especially in Canada. You know, speaking out against transgender issues can get you thrown in jail, because that's what the people at the top have set in motion. Sure, you put that XYX stuff. That makes perfect sense to you and me. Not to them, it doesn't. This guy's a psychologist. You get whole psychologist communities in universities saying, gender is more than XX and XY. You say, well, what is a woman? What is a man? Well, it's just whatever. You can't nail them down. But they are cowards. The question is, are you ready to put up a fight? You know, once they put that down, are they able to ward off the alphabet mafia? The rainbow rage, they have their they will come after you, and they will use violence. So the question is, do they have the guts to hold them off? Hopefully we do. Toronto obviously doesn't, but there you are. Go ahead.
Well, my point is that these are all part of the Communist Manifesto, the 45 goals to take over this country, and several of those involve using a breakdown of the genders and stuff, the family, all of this homosexual stuff is driven by communists, and the communists drive it and keep it active because they're using it to split up our society so they can take us over. Divided we fall.
I can't tell you how much I agree with the colonel.
I have no doubt that's the motivation of the people on top, but this guy's a psychologist as well. And what has happened to the psychology community? Every university has a psychology department. We used to have a standard of what was normal.
Key word, Father, university.
So they've all been inundated with an ideology that they hate Christian ethics. They don't like to be told what they can do in their bedroom. And they want sex without consequences. Once you have that and they all buy into it, then they almost have to say this. They've already boxed themselves in. I don't know how we get away with not allowing polygamy. If you allow two men to marry each other, how do you not allow three men? Well, I mean, how do you do that?
Two men and a dog.
How do you not allow three couples already?
Hey, Keith, I want to give you a final. I want to give you a final comment, buddy. Then I'll let you go. Go ahead, buddy.
My only give in any way would be that give them their own class, give them their own group. They can compete against themselves.
Yes.
And that would be the only give if they don't want to participate.
Hey, Keith,
tell me
where I go wrong. Tell me where I go wrong on this. God bless America. If you're gay, I'm not your God. I'm a Christian, says, hey, you don't want to go that route, but who the heck am I? If you want to be a guy dressing like a woman competing, then compete against your own kind. But you can't do that against a woman.
But they would say they are women.
They are.
But they're not.
That's
where common sense comes in from people like us to say, sorry, you're delusional.
Yeah, there are two kinds of this, men and women and delusional people. I mean, that's the third. Yeah. That's the third. But once psychology has said, you know, it goes back to the 90s. Remember Seinfeld? So-and-so are gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You remember that whole episode? Yeah, whole they said it 20 times.
Yeah, but Father John, let me tell you something. I'm an American who loves this country and the freedom that people have. If they want to burn the flag, although I don't like it, I support it. If they're gay, I try to use my First Amendment right to preach what I know is true. And if I can convince them, fantastic. But if they go that route, that's their business if they keep it private. But when they start trying to pervert a whole system, a whole nation, I will fight it. But I'm going to do my best to say, how can I condemn a person? If you have no sin, cast the first stone.
You can't condemn people. You're supposed to minister to people. If they're delusional, you don't leave them in their delusion. Like this guy who self-identifies as a six-year-old girl. He's 60. There's something wrong with him. We don't celebrate that. We don't give them their own flag and own month. And to celebrate diversity, you don't celebrate sin, and you don't celebrate delusion. You don't do that.
20 years ago... Every one of those people that you just talked about would be in a padded room.
And I'm not sure I'm okay with that either. Because we used to do that with people who are alcoholics. You know, when are we going to start celebrating the alcoholic community? You know, there's a lot of drunks out there who get abused on the sidewalk. You know, when I was in New York, there were people in Chicago. When I was in New York, there used to be the winos who passed out and people would abuse them. That's not okay to abuse them. But it's also not okay that he's drinking liquor. And this is who I am. This is what I do. You need to be. And imagine they had their own flag in their own communities. I think they do now. And this is who we are. You need to. I ain't celebrating that. That's not good for you. You're not meant for that. You're meant. Well, what are they? That's where I think the remedy is. Ready? Here's the remedy. Christianity. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, you can't say that.
Christianity is the antidote to sin and confusion. But once you take out that... I'm sorry, is he still there? Our little caller? Keith.
My thought is...
Keith, look, I'm going to let you go, buddy. I appreciate the call. Great conversation. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good one. God bless America.
You got that right. I wiggled it too much.
Now
okay.
It's gone out.
Let me jiggle it again.
Give it back to Rayford.
Okay. I say... America bless God. God bless America. We've had our chance, but now it's time for America to bless God. He gave
us a
chance.
Praise him.
You know, there's something to be said about that. People always ask, what are you going to do, God? God says to us, what are you going to do? I died on a cross. What are you going to do?
Top that.
And I beat that. I already died. And I've left you there now. And
he knows your heart, we
think we're going to pray these things away. We know we have to engage them. We have to engage them in conversation. And, you know, there's a guy out there. It's called Abolitionist Rising. Have you seen that guy?
No, sir.
He's going on college campuses with signs about he's an abolitionist against abortion. And all he is just engaging people in conversation.
I'm surprised they haven't skinned him yet.
But I can't help but admire that guy. You cannot. Why isn't the rest of us? Why? And he just stands there with the sign and offers out. There's a public sidewalk. And where does he go? College campuses.
He gets harassed pretty well.
So the question is, why are there so many dumb people on college campuses? Isn't that where you're supposed to get smarter? I just realized that. What?
You just realized that?
It's because we allowed the first teacher's college was on a communist commune. Free education, you just come join the communists and we'll teach you how to teach the kids. Because that's one of the communist goals, is to take over all the kids and to take over the schools. They did. And we haven't. We, meaning the conservatives, have offered no counterattack. We have very, very few Christian universities that are dedicated. Hillsdale and...
There's like... We have 220 Catholic universities. About 20 of them are pretty good.
And we got Mary Hardin Baylor that started out as a Baptist.
Yeah.
But they have a socialist and head of their humanities department. Writing that they should remove all references to God out of the Texas textbooks.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're fixing to hit a hard break. I just want to remind you, don't forget, November 18th. Look, I got my ditch doctor, Bill Huffman. He's got his chest cracked open. They're putting in a new heart. And November 18th is the meet and greet. I expect him to be there. Lift him up in prayer. We're going to take a break. I'm going to bring in Brian Beard as well into the studio. We got Father John, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriverevent center.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriverevent center.com. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. I got Father John from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, and I have a caller on the line. I don't know if you're going to know this guy or not, but this guy's got some type of question. Let's see who it is. Caller, welcome to the program.
Fantastic. How's everybody doing today?
Hello, sir.
All right, Brother John, there is a prophecy out there. It's a Catholic prophecy that is given by a cardinal. It's pretty old.
Say again, start over.
3 days of darkness.
Oh.
Do you know anything about that? Are we talking about literal or are we talking about spiritual?
Yeah, that's been out there for a long time, since the 80s. Like from Garamondal in Colombia, there'd be this 3 days of darkness. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
So what did you want to ask me?
What? Tell me about it. I mean, you know, it leaves too much to guesswork.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on that at all. I do know what the visionary said, that somewhere in the future there'd be 3 days of darkness when people will all of a sudden be shown how God sees them, and they'll have a chance at conversion, and then that's it. So that's all I really know about it. It's just from some seer down in Colombia. It's not actual official church teaching. That's really the best I can do for you.
Come on, John.
What?
Come on, man.
It's supposed to be a literal thing, but it's not. I mean, just people have all kinds of locutions. People have, God told me this today. I mean, I that happens to me all the time. So do you have to believe all that? No.
It worked for Muhammad.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
No, it didn't, actually. But
I messed it up. I know. Can I touch it again? I know. I'm sorry. Father John, I know God's voice because I try to study him and learn him. And I know when he's talking to me.
Yeah. Well, if he tells you there's four people in a quadernity, then he's not.
No,
but you are not infallible.
No, I'm not that complicated. Yeah. I'm very simple. He goes, Matt, do this. Matt, don't do that.
And this is very, I believe that people receive, that's why the church gives us boundaries, lots of boundaries. But people do step outside of that. Joseph Smith said he talked to God. Muhammad said he talked to God. I mean, and
Gabriel
talked to Gabriel.
Yeah, the angel talked to him.
Who?
He didn't talk.
Oh, okay.
To
so, so Joseph Smith was the angel Moroni. Sorry, that's
touch the rack, not the mic.
I mean,
but yeah, there's that's really the best I can do. If it is true, it's a good thing. If there were suddenly 3 days of darkness where God let everybody know the state of their soul and their relationship with God, and we saw the ugliness of our sin, and he let us
fix it at that point.
No, then
you're screwed.
And then after that, you continued in your sin. Yeah, they bury you face down so you can watch where you're going. That's the best.
I appreciate it, Brother John.
All right, take care.
All right,
later. Okay, Father John, I got a lot going on here.
No, no problem. Go do what you
got to
do.
Brian Beard, chairman of the K Theater in Rockdale. This guy, I listen to your commercials, Brian, and
yeah.
I go like this. I go, yo, man, what's up?
Man, what's up?
Bro? You know, it's just like cool. It's just laid back. It's just like, you know, it's happening. I got Father John over here. He's a firecracker. I love this guy to death. Melinda Bowles, queen of prep, the colonel, my wingman, Shelby taking care of the board. You, cool. Tell me what's going on.
All right, so tonight, the K Theater, we got a lot of things going on. We got, tonight, we got Beetlejuice, sponsored by the shops at Moon River. There's a lot of people excited about it. They're going to be decorating the theater up for Halloween. And then Tuesday, we have a Halloween party for the Mark Center down there at the theater. And then Tuesday night, there's going to be like a reader's theater. It's a spooky stories event. It's the first time we've tried this. So, you know, it's hard to know how big of an event this is going to be. But
is that kid friendly?
It's probably not kid.
No, the stories.
Beetlejuice is kid friendly to. It's not really that scary. Yeah, to an extent. But the spooky stories. It's gonna be readings from criminal minds kind of thing, and it's gonna have. So it's probably 18 and up.
Okay, so keep the kids at home.
Yeah, keep the kids at home for that one. So there'll be light appetizers and desserts. And a fog machine. We just hooked up the fog machine today, and we're working on it. You got to cool the fog so it'll hug that ground. So we're working on the effects, but I think it's going to be a really good show. That'll be at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. So it'll probably run it'll be a little after 7 o'clock because a lot of places around here do the trunk or treat kind of events, and they wrap up at 7, and then we're not catering it to the kids, but we know a lot of people that might want to come have kids, so they have to do something there. So that'll be at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night, and then next weekend we're going to be having the Almost Maine play it's playing up here in Cameron, played last weekend on Saturday, Sunday. It's playing again at the Williams Event Center here in Cameron tonight and Sunday, and then next weekend they're bringing that show down to the theater, which is something we've been working hard to get live theater back in the K Theater down there. So we've already had some good ticket sales on that. It'll also be, just so you know, the K Theater, we always have tables and chairs set up, and we're not like a lot of other theaters. We welcome you to bring in if you want to pick up and have dinner and a movie, or in this case, dinner and a play. We have tables and chairs. We will be running the concession stand if you need any items from us, but we welcome you to bring whatever you want to enjoy your time and make the most of, you know, keeping your dollar local, you know, keeping your gas and your tank, keeping your budget within reason. So come get some entertainment here local with us at the K.
I want to make a comment too. If you're not familiar with what it looks like or where it's at or what it does, Brian and I, we did a video on Facebook. You can go to Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com, scroll down a little bit, and you'll find it there, the K Theater. You'll see the front of the building. Check it out. It's what, about 30 minutes?
Yeah, it was fun time, man. We had a good time with that show, and I did watch it back finally a couple days ago, and when you were giving me the intro as the cool on the commercials, I've had several people tell me that about the commercials. They've heard them on the show, and they've said, "Man, you're just so relaxed."
Relaxed.
I'm like, "Well, okay, I'm not. It's not like I'm. It's cool, man. We're, you know,
I'm serious. There's something about your voice. No, I'm not trying to be funny here. There's something when I listen to you, I go, yeah, man, I want to go there.
Yeah, I'm not giving you the Sunday selling cars to you, man. I want you to come to a movie. I want you to relax. I want you to have a good time. You know, but mainly we do this. You know, the mission statement for the K is to provide access to entertainment and the arts in a rural, local setting. And that's what we strive to do.
Yeah, don't you have like a romantic thing towards it because you used to be a projectionist?
Yeah,
and
so
I used to usher a theater where I knew the projectionist, so I know what you're talking about and I know what it involves, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so in the late 80s and the early 90s, you know, when I was a college age fellow, I was a projectionist at Lake Hills 4 Theater in Austin. It was, you know, Lamar and Ben White. So that's some of the, you know, coming from South Austin, you got to have a little bit of cool, you know, to survive down there. So that's where I'm coming from. But, you know, thanks for having me on the show.
No problem. Now, Brian's going to be here till the end of the show. We're going to be doing the true stories, but I want to get this in before the bottom of the hour break. Colonel, why don't you tell us about the propositions again? People are waiting and listening, and there's adjustments. And if you voted already, it's not a problem. Just stand by.
All right, I'm just going to give you five keywords for the five propositions that are probable yes. And I've stated, you know, some of this is the best information. And like Benjamin Franklin said, I reserve the right to change my mind when I have better information. But right now, Prop 1, farming, liberty to farm as you want, 4. Proposition 3 is voting against the states taxing wealth. So wealth is a key word, and we don't want to tax it. So vote 4-3. 4-4, that's a homestead exemption from $40,000 to $100,000. Number 9. Retired teachers' pay, we're for that. It needs to be fixed. And then Proposition 12, were for getting rid of the treasurer in Galveston if they want to get rid of it. What we're against is replacing it with a non-elected person. So that's up to your local government how they replace this person.
Now, Colonel, what I think we'll do is before the show ends, get ready, everybody. We'll go through the list, Colonel. Just make it real quick and simple. 1 through 15.
14.
Well, the 15th one is the EDS for the county, Milam County. We'll talk about that.
Oh, you got it.
But let's just go through it and then make it very simple because people are hearing your discussion, but they want to know, was that a yes or a no? We'll just go either yes, for, or against. Okay, we're going to break. All right. We're going to take a bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we're going to do one of our most favorite segments, and that's True Stories of Self-Defense. We'll have everybody in here reading a segment. And what I do, we do a cold read. And I like to evaluate them as I hear them based upon the fact that I do what I do, and that is I train people on how to use a firearm mentally, physically, emotionally.
But you have to read it in the character you dressed as.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. Father John Gonzalo, Melinda Bowles, the Colonel, Brian Beard, Shelby, me. We'll be back in about 3 or 4.
Visit thekaytheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thekaytheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rocktale, Texas, since 1947.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let's let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. One of the favorite segments of the program, everybody loves this segment of the program, and that's True Stories of Self-Defense. And the reason it's a great segment, you get to see what other people do. You get to learn what to do and what not to do in situations like these. And because I am that guy who does this kind of thing and been doing it for many years, I've got a lot of experience under my hat here, and I can share my insight. What are you laughing at? You just read the story? Well, don't read it. You're supposed to read it cold.
I was interested.
All right, here we go. We're going to read a story. 5 years ago, when Marlon Block was robbed in Philadelphia,
Haberdasher.
What the hell is that?
Haberdasher.
That's like a tobacco store.
Oh, is that what that is? He vowed, I will not be held up. Oh, listen to this guy. This guy, me and him are related. I will not be held up again without a fight. Recently, two bandits entered Block shop, one showing a Luger pistol in his face and demanding all the money. Oh, first of all, this is from 1961.
Yeah, you need that.
So the Luger, the P-08 Luger, unless it's a P-38 Luger, I'm going to guess he said Luger. It's a P-08. If you gun guys out there, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, here we go. One showed a Luger pistol in his face and demanding all the money. Block drew his caliber 25 automatic. The bandit squeezed the Luger's trigger and the hollow click sounded. I know what it was, a P-08 Luger. I know what it was. Block fired and shot the gunman in the head at short range. The Confederate fled the store. Okay, listen.
The other guy didn't flee, though.
Listen, the Luger, because it malfunctioned, was probably because it was a P-08 Luger that needed certain types of ammo with its primer. How do I know this? Because I've done it a lot. Okay. He gets shot in the head with a 25 automatic. And here the gunman, he says the Confederate fled the store. 25 automatic has a 600 foot per second probably velocity of bullet. So if you got a thick skull, it's going to hurt a lot. But it stopped the threat. Are we clear? Everybody's looking
it's
at me.
It hurt if you're dead.
He stopped the attack.
Stop the attack. Go ahead.
All right, it's my turn.
It's your turn. Take
this
the mic.
This one, everyone should have a little laugh. Okay. An alleged hammer-wielding robber was shot and killed Sunday afternoon around 2:30 p.m. as he reportedly tried to rob a gun store. The incident... No. You just got to hear it. The incident occurred at East Bay Firearms in Livermore, California. The 28-year-old alleged robber came into the store wearing a mask, gloves, and hooded sweatshirt over his head. The Livermore Police Department observed that the alleged robber then attempted to rob the store, taking firearms while armed with a hammer.
Don't. I'm telling you. Don't. Don't. Do that with
anyways, the store owner fired two rounds.
I'm telling you right now.
Struck the suspect who died at the scene. Anyways, he was not charged, had self-defense. So anyway, if you're going to rob somewhere, snow cone stand, ice cream store, not a firearm store with a hammer. Unless the hammer shot out like a taser. That'd be pretty cool.
Maybe Thor's hammer?
Maybe.
Because of recent burglaries, druggist John Skinner has been sleeping in his San Francisco store. Awakened by sounds of drilling, Skinner armed himself with a caliber 32 pistol and went around the back to accost two men. Told to halt, they began edging in opposite directions. Skinner fired a warning shot, then felled one of with a bullet to the leg as both ran.
Okay. I got a little problem here. Don't misunderstand me. He did well. Remember, this is 1961. We're using 25 autos and 32 calibers for self-defense, which was common back in the day. And the accuracy back then was way better than it is today. But a bullet to the leg. I'm assuming he was shooting a 32 caliber revolver because it takes 8 to 12 pounds of pressure to pull the trigger. When you do that, if you're not experienced, the gun is going to go low into the right if you're right-handed, low into the left if you're left-handed. Okay? I know what I'm talking about. So, practice. Practice makes perfect. Go ahead there, Melinda.
Okay. Aroused by sounds of a trespasser outside his home, Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Albert Lee Stevens Jr. slipped out of bed, got his pistol, and eased out the front door. Nearby, in the yard, he surprised a prowler who meekly submitted to the juror's leveled gun. Police identified the arrested man as a felon with conviction for burglary in Kansas, Missouri, and Texas, and held him as a suspect in a recent outbreak of burglaries in the area.
All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very good story for one particular reason. The individual in the story, and we have to base this, the facts on the story that's written in this article, did not call the police, went out, and held him at bay. The bad guy at bay. But if you call 911 and decide to go out there and investigate, and a police officer comes out, they do not know who you are. They do not know if you're a friend or foe. The last thing, capital L-A-S-T, is you going out there trying to find the guy when you've called 911 and cops are coming in. Worst thing you can do. In this particular case, if we base it on the story, he didn't call. He did it himself. Then he called the police. Okay? You got it? We good?
And he got his gun before he went outside.
Yes, sir. Very good. Okay. Brian, go ahead. Take it away, buddy.
A lone bandit victimized Omaha service station attendant Les W. Carper on two occasions. The first time, he pistol-whipped Carper and took $225.
Dude, that's not right.
A lot of money back then.
2 weeks later, he returned and badly damaged the attendant's eye when he kicked him and fled the station. For the third time in 6 weeks, the thug came again, and Carper met him with a caliber .22 pistol. In the ensuing gunfire, Carper suffered two flesh wounds. The bandit fell with shots in the shoulder and the chest, but scrambled to his feet, fled out the door. Carper pursued, firing his pistol at the tormentor. The bandit ran some distance, collapsed in a vacant lot, and was taken by police.
Okay, where do you think I'm going to go on this one?
So you're chasing him out the building.
No. Go to the top of the story.
Top of the story.
The first thing is, he's getting assaulted. First thing is, you should have been prepared in the first place not to be assaulted. But to be assaulted the first time, and then it happened the second and the third time, sorry, that don't fly with me. This guy was extremely either stupid or patient, one of the two.
And, just a nice person.
And then he's shooting a 20. Yeah, I get it. Look, the majority of the people out there don't want to shoot, and I get it. And I totally respect it and honor it. But you got to have that animalistic instinct in you that if it ever comes up, okay? So if you're going to get abused like that, forget that. What would happen if it's in your home? Well, kick me in the face, hurt me this time. Maybe next time you'll do this, whatever. First time, you have to be prepared for it every time. And that is, if somebody is invading your space, if somebody is threatening your life, family, or property, and you're within the rights of the law and morality, I'll just say it this way. Stop the threat efficiently. Colonel, take it away.
In Como, Texas, which is east of Dallas, proprietor Fred Brooks Jr. fired a caliber .32 pistol at a prowler in his cafe and killed him with two shots. The dead man was a felon on probation. Amen. End of story.
Como, Texas, population 727.
Father John, since you're here, let me ask you this question.
Sure.
Fire away. I have somebody breaking into my house, stealing my stuff. It's got a gun in their hand, because let me tell you something. If somebody's in my house stealing stuff and I get the jump on them, they don't have a weapon in their hand, I'm not going to shoot them. I'm not. So all you people out there, but if you don't obey my commands, you're in an extremely dangerous position. Now, if you have a weapon, you're done. It's over. Not say goodnight. Father John, how does that work in the Christian faith?
All I could do is speak for the church, and you have a right to use lethal defense if for lethal danger, and lethal means deadly. So, so you have a right to self-defense, and you have a right to use lethal means for if you're lethally threatened. So
and that's the key thing here from my point is that action always wins over reaction. And if the guy has got a gun,
response over reaction. That's right.
Yeah, and you tell him to drop it. If he turns and points and shoots, he's going to beat you being able to recognize that he's turned to shoot and pulled the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't argue with him. If he's got a gun, you shoot him. If he's got a knife, shoot him.
Father John, I want to ask this question. Ask this question. When we come back, we got a bunch of announcements, but when we come back, I would like you to answer this. So, Garden of Gethsemane cuts off the ear. He says, live by the sword, die by the sword.
Mm-hmm.
How does that come into effect?
That's two different issues.
Okay, when we come back, maybe you can answer
quick.
We're going to take a break. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. We'll be back on the other side.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Attention to detail, customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. Budgethostcameron.com.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas.
The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. I've got Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group in here, the Colonel Rayford Brown, my wingman, Father John Gazzaldo from St. Luke Church in Temple, Brian Beard, chairman of the K Theater, and me, I, the show host. Colonel, we got a phone call?
Yes, Kurt has the word of the day worked out for you.
Put that guy on.
Okay.
Kurt, it's about time you called in. I got the word of the day. Let me set it up for you, brother.
Roger.
The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, the conversation story. If you can put the word of the day into a sentence and we like it, we'll give you a prize. The word of the day is threat. The definition, it's a noun, a statement of an intention to inflict pain, injury, damage, or other hostile action or someone or retribution for something done or not done. Comes from the headline, the single greatest threat to America is hiding in plain sight. Kurt, the word of the day is threat. Put that sucker into a sentence.
Ode to a fool. Startled by a noise I perceived as a threat, and being prepared, the problem was met. With a shotgun, a shovel, and 5 acres out back, hope they find the perp, but he ain't coming back.
Sounds good. Hey, are you in town?
I am not in town. I'm out at the place.
All right. Well, I got stuff for you here when you want it. Just let me know, and we'll get you squared away.
I got something I want to ask in lieu of that.
Go ahead.
I want to ask every person in the sound of my voice right now, sometime in the next 8 or 9 hours or so, pray a real heavy prayer for our friend Bill Huffman.
Amen to that, brother.
Okay, well, I'm done then. That's enough prize for me, partner.
His chest is cracked. He's probably gutted out, and they're probably putting a new one in there. So now is the time to pray. And I say that, when I say that very graphically, it's because I love the guy. That's the way it works.
Yes, sir.
They cracked him open, took out the heart, putting the new one in. So pray that the doctors seek God's wisdom, that God blesses Bill with complete healing, that his family and friends are comforted by the whole situation, and that on November 18th of this year, the meet and greet at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, he will be sitting there at the table.
Cannot wait for that event.
That'd be awesome. Kurt, we love you, man.
Take care, brother.
All right, buddy. Take care. All right. How much time I got, shall we?
Like 9 minutes.
9 minutes. Okay, let me go around the table and make sure I got everything. I'll tell you what, Colonel, let me go with you first. Do the propositions and explain why you might be making an adjustment.
Well, all right. Perfect knowledge is not available, so we do the best we can. And if we get better knowledge, we reserve the right to change our minds. But right now, Prop 1, the farming, we're for that. Prop 3... the wealth tax, we're against that, and so we're voting for. That's a negative. It's you're voting to restrict the state of Texas from taxing wealth. Proposition 4, we're for increasing the homestead exemption from $40,000 to $100,000. Proposition 9, we are for giving the teachers, the retired teachers, a pay raise, and hopefully that the second part of that is that you vote out the people that let the people steal all the money. So it's a two-part thing. Vote for the teachers and then vote against the incumbents in the legislature. Proposition 12, for the treasurer in Galveston, let them remove the county treasurer if they want to do away with the position. What you don't want is for your local people to replace it with a non-elected person that's not accountable to the voters. And the rest of them are all against. They're all about appropriating, and anytime you hear that word, that's more money out of your pocket.
Okay, thank you, Rayford. Father John.
Well, I want to apologize to Colonel. You were right about that. That scene is when Jesus says, Matthew 26, when they chop off the high priest's servant's ear, and he says, "Stop it! You know, if you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword." That was in that scene, and he does say, "You're thwarting my father's plan when you do that." But you wanted to speak about something else, though, Matt.
I was going
to
say here, we've talked about the flesh aspect of it.
Yeah.
And we talked about the Constitution of America, which is a God-given gift to us. And because you are who you are, follow up with that. Father John, what do you want to say?
Well, I could speak more to the sword and stuff. I mean, one of the things I think all Christians and the church has kind of elaborate teaching on just war. When is it okay to pick up arms, and when is it okay to defend? When is it okay to advance? When is it okay? And so it's sort of an elaborate thing. But Jesus, I want to tell everybody out there, Jesus was no pacifist, you know, and he was no socialist either. He, you know, two of the Ten Commandments talk about private property. You know, you covet your neighbor's goods, and you can't steal. But also, on several occasions, and at least one that we know of, he took out a rope and made a whip and started turning over tables and said, "Get out of here." He became very aggressive. He became emotional. I mean, he saw things, some things have a right to be defended. And he even talked about his angels will come and defend me, but that's not for this time. We often get criticized for the Crusades, but in my study of the Crusades, you know, sometimes the church, we didn't finish the job, I think. If it wasn't for Ferdinand and the kings of Spain, Europe might be Muslim because they overran Spain for a long time. But war is something that's always bad. It's always sad, but it's sometimes necessary. Defending yourself is always wrong. It's not good, but it's sometimes very necessary. It's a just thing to do, and you have a right and just. There are Christians out there, though. I think it's part of the tradition. There are Christians out there that are pure pacifists. Amish are like that. They don't fight. They don't take up arms. And aggressors like that sort of thing. And they kind of depend on, you know, if they lived in Saudi Arabia. You know, I think about, someone said it, like this whole Middle East conflict. If the Israelis put down their arms, what would happen? They would be annihilated. If the Palestinians put down their arm, what would happen? Nothing. There'd be peace. There'd be peace.
Until they were ready to attack.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. I'm short on time.
Go ahead.
Talk to me. Promote yourself.
Hey, okay. How?
Man.
Contact us at 254-899-9944, bullsfinancialgroup.com. Tell us you heard us on the radio, and we will be happy to email you a complimentary estate planning guide, which is really awesome. And we will be promoting those seminars. So if you want to be a free consultation for a visit, see if we can be of assistance, please reach out. Give us a call. We're here to help.
All right, go ahead. What about your business,
Brian? All right, just a reminder, tonight, K-Theater, we got a Beetlejuice starting at 7. It's a $5 ticket. We got free popcorn. You can bring in your food. We're not mean about that. You can pick up and have dinner and a movie. Then this Tuesday, we got Spooky Stories, which is going to be like a reader's theater of, you know, some spooky, scary stuff that's more for the adult crowd. That'll be, we'll have some appetizers and some desserts to go with that. And then tonight here in Cameron at the Williams Event Center is the Almost Maine production. That will be Saturday and Sunday this weekend here in Cameron. And then next weekend, Saturday, Sunday, down at the K Theater. It's going to be a great show. It's all a love story. It's 9 short stories that look at different areas of, you know, love that everybody needs a little bit. Just like Jake and Elwood told us, everybody needs somebody.
Okay. Look, I lost a caller. I had a caller from the previous show. Good guy. I won't say the name unless he wants me to say it, and I'll let him say it. They never came up? It didn't transfer over. So if you're listening, caller, Matt was operating the phones, and you know what happened?
Own it, brother.
I didn't mean it. If I hung up on you, dude, I'm sorry, but we can call back next Saturday. All right, how much time I got?
You got 1 straight minute.
1 straight minute. Okay. The Colonel, right? What do you got, Colonel?
Okay. There's a big difference. We're talking about socialism and Jesus and stuff, and there's a huge difference between the government taking your property and giving it to the person or persons that they want to versus you sharing what you have of your own free will.
That's right.
A huge
That's right.
difference.
Okay. I've got the colonel, my wingman. Fantastic job. He put out the propositions for you. Do it to the best that you can. Remember now, it's digested food. That's the colonel's best ability to put it out. So if things change, sorry, do your own homework. Father John, how can they get a hold of you?
Oh, we're at slparish.com. We're having a trunk or treat tonight with lots of candy. You know, things that rot your teeth, but that's all right. I don't know about that either.
All right, Melinda Bull, how can we get a hold of you?
Give us a call, 254-899-9944, bullsfinancialgroup.com.
Ryan, talk to me.
Ktheater.com or at... on Facebook at K Theater is the best way to find us.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor and pleasure to serve. I can't thank you enough, everybody who's the seasoned oak spokes that I have here. I'm just the hub. I just know how to pull them all together. Everybody else has got the expertise. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll start it all over again. Until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry.